So just a brief thought. We were learning Tehillim Ayin Ches 78, and there's a very beautiful, sad a little bit, poignant section, which describes how the Jewish people in the desert, we know that we had many missteps. The Torah itself says that we tested God on no fewer than 10 occasions in the desert. There were all kinds of fail. We challenged God about water and the man, and then we wanted meat. And there were various incidents where God punished us, and then, you know, we sort of paid lip service to the idea that we had made a mistake. So the psukim say as follows. This is starting with the 33rd verse. Vayichal b'hevel yemeyim ushno samba behala im haragam udrashu v'shavu v'shicharu el v'yizkeru. They remembered, as it were, ki elokim tzuram, that God was their rock, v'kel elyon goalam, that God had in fact redeemed them, and thus they owed him a modicum of loyalty, but they really didn't feel it. Vayifatu befihem, that they tried to seduce Hashem, quote unquote, with their words. Uvil shonam yichazvu lo, and through their speech they said, you know, we're sorry, but it was kazav, it was not really honest. Vilibam lo nachonimo, they didn't really believe it. Vilo nemnu bivriso, and they were not faithful to God's covenant. So the next pasuk that you would expect to find is, so God let them have it. You know, it's like a parent. Are you really sorry or are you not sorry, right? So what exactly is going on here? So the next pasuk is familiar to us because we start Marav with it every single night. V'hu rachu michaper avon v'lo yashchis, v'hirba la'shiv apo, v'lo yo'ir kol chamaso, v'yizkor kivasar hema ruach cholech v'lo yashuv. And he, in his mercy, atoned for this sin, and he did not destroy them, and he made great efforts. The word that the Mefarshim use here is gevura, his inner strength, to withhold his anger, and he did not allow his full wrath to burn. And he remembered that they were but flesh, and God had mercy on them and didn't destroy them. So there are two things which are noteworthy about this. First of all, the thing itself, God understands that human beings are frail and are flawed, the flesh is weak, and he accepted this limitation. And that's extremely important for us to remember, especially at this time. There's a lot of stress, there's a lot of sort of frazzled nerves at this point. And remember what the Gemara says, is kol ha-mirachim al habrios, a person who can be compassionate towards others, mirachim imalav min ha-shamayim, so God will be compassionate with that person. If there are people in our family that may not always meet our standards, just remember, v'hu rachum michaper avon, we didn't exactly meet his standards either. The Gemara in Kiddusha notes in fact, this pasuk is the middle pasuk in all of Tehillim, that if you take all the 150 psalms and add up the verses, you'll find that this pasuk, v'hu rachum michaper avon, is the middle pasuk. So I always thought that was very poetic in the sense that, like, this is the heart of Tehillim, this idea that God is filled with compassion. A second, I think, noteworthy element of this pasuk is the fact that Hashem did, in fact, destroy this generation. What does it mean? V'hu rachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchis. He did destroy this generation, didn't he? Right? None of them, right? We just read it again in the parsha yesterday. None of them made it into the land of Israel except Kalev and Yoshua. So what do you mean? V'hu rachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchit. Lo nachon. He did destroy them. But even here there was an element of mercy, right? Because as Hashem said to Moshe after the sin of the spies, that he was going to destroy them all immediately. Achalau sam chiraga, I'll destroy them right here and right now. And Moshe is able to forestall that. And Hashem says, okay, they'll die in the desert, but they're not going to die right away. And what that gave time for is the emergence of a next generation that would be able to move into the land of Israel. And that too was an act of mercy. And it reminds us to think about compassion not as a zero-sum game. Were they destroyed or were they not destroyed? But more like a commodity. That there are varying degrees of clemency. Sometimes, you know, we could expect a total exoneration, whether we're deserving or not. And sometimes it might only be partial, but that too is a manifestation of mercy. And we have to acknowledge, v'hu rachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchis, that even if indeed that generation didn't make it into the land of Israel, there were elements of mercy that were involved. And to conclude, we see this at a microcosmic level with Moshe himself. We all know that Moshe's petition to enter the land of Israel was rejected, right? Well, that's like a little bit of a misconception. Moshe petitioned, Ebrano ve'ere esha aretz. He wanted to cross over and to see the land. So what did God say? Vishama lo savor. You can't enter the land, but ale el har havarim hazeh. You can go up to the mountain, ure'e esha aretz. So did God totally reject his petition? I don't think so. Moshe asked to cross over and to see the land. God said, I'll show you the land, but you're not going to go there. Partial. Sometimes things in life are partial. We don't get the whole loaf, but sometimes we get half of it, and that's valuable in its own right. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful day. I'm looking forward to seeing people in person over Zoom, 8:15 tonight. And again, please remember to fill out the form for Shacharis starting tomorrow at 7 a.m. And again, I want to thank